Yo, what's up? It's 12:17 p.m. Don't judge me. So I did go, if you listened yesterday, I mentioned that I might go see Jurassic World. And maybe you were like, I wonder what happened. Did Chris go see Jurassic World? Or did he go see Incredibles 2? Maybe he didn't go to the movies at all. I did go see Jurassic World. And whoever gives that movie a bad review can go fuck their mother in the fucking ear. What? Movie's great. I mean, it's... Did you not want dinosaurs? And let me throw in a fucking erupting volcano. What the fuck about any of that isn't cool? I mean, I did get a little high. But I wasn't, like, so high that I couldn't fuck it, that I was just, like, didn't even... I follow what was going on. It's a little forced. Of course it's forced. It's a movie. Someone had to write it. It's not a story that needs to be told, really. But it's fun. I have no idea why people shit on a huge action movie. You get to see dinosaurs eat people. There's no blood. That's like the weird thing about family action movies is okay, you can kill as many people and as brutally as you want, like arms being ripped off and shit by a dinosaur, just like ugh, just there's one guy that gets shared by two dinosaurs, just get ripped in half. No blood. Blood is what makes it brutal. I think it's silly, but I'll take the compromise. If that's what needs to be done in order for me to get quality PG-13 entertainment. Because if it's an R-rated movie, they're just not going to do as much. They're not going to spend as much money. I want big budget. Although Deadpool 2 is very violent, and that's a good movie. I like everything. The only movie I didn't like was Gotti. There's no redeeming qualities in Gotti, other than it's funny. That opening, go sneak into the opening. Or if you have MoviePass, you have to go see Gotti because it's a MoviePass Ventures movie, and you got to help keep MoviePass alive for as long as we can. All right, I'll stop talking about MoviePass. If you don't have MoviePass, then I don't know what's wrong with you. That's craziness. I might be going to Edinburgh, Scotland for the whole month of August. If any of you are in the UK. Is Edinburgh UK? It's something like that. Close enough. It's... I might be there. I'll definitely be there for a week. But I might be there for four. So if you know anybody that will come see me do a show for, well, some might be, some will be free and some won't be. I don't know what the deal is. But let me know. Email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Or email me anyway to say hello. If you wish. Yeah, I understand. Everybody wants this. You listen to a show. What do you now? You have to interact with the host. Who wants to do that? Some people is the answer. I never really feel the need to do that when I like some. If I like a show, I don't want to interact with the host, and I might even know the host. I've been listening to this Pod Damn America. If you're like a crazy lefty like me, then you might enjoy it. Well, I think you would enjoy it because I do. Jake Flores is the host of that show, and I know Jake not like particularly well, but then I saw him out the other night. I was like, I've been listening to your podcast; it's good, and I felt weird even doing that. It's almost like I just want to keep it to myself that I listen to your podcast. I don't want you to know about. But if you wish to communicate with me, by all means, please do it. And I'd be happy to hear from you and read your email on the show, unless you don't want me to. I can also, it could also just be between me and you. You could also email me at suckmydick@everyonecansuckmydick.com, but it all goes to the same place. Chris@chrislaker.com, suckmydick@everyonecansuckmydick.com. You pick. Suckmydick@everyonecansuckmydick.com is fun to type, I think. I enjoy it. Oh, let's look at the news. Let's look for good news. I'm not going to talk about any kind of political things that might be annoying me or be, in my opinion, not great for the world. I'm just going to read this headline, and it's good news, but it's good news about bad news. Antoine Rose Jr. death. East Pittsburgh officer Michael Rosfeld charged with criminal homicide. So I think that that's good news about that case, and I'll leave it at that. That's bad. This is bad news. Okay. Ooh. Well, I know I talk about this all the time, but it comes up in the Reddit news a lot, the topic of marijuana. Oklahoma approves medical marijuana. That's great news. I feel like we're a few years away. I mean, weed is kind of like, now there's this this show on Netflix like Cooking with Weed. It's like, man, you're making weed not cool. But you can make it not cool, but you can't make it not fun. It could be like, oh, that's so stupid to do. You know, that's not cool to do. It's cooler to do this drug. And I'm like, I ain't doing that drug because I have addiction issues. And I'll do the not cool drugs that makes me enjoy shitty movies, shitty action movies. Movie Pass and excuse me. God bless me. Oh, talking about God, man. Last night I watched the Queer Eye, and it came out. The new season came out like a week or two ago. I just watched the first episode of the new season, and it's this lady who's very active in her church, and it's so good. Those Queer Eye guys, they're the best. They make me realize all my anger and hatred that fuels me every day. That's not good. Love, acceptance, open heart. That's what I need. I'm not there yet, but I'm just gonna keep watching those Queer guys are the best. Some people like that. Oh, I don't like this one. I like each and every one of them. God bless them. And this woman, I forget her name. She made me think, oh, the church is great. I always like to be like, oh, religion's so dumb. I don't like it. I don't go crazy about it like I used to, but I still think it. And then you see this person who's just like full of love and like and all about Jesus, and you're like, fuck. This person's got like a thing that I want. Like that, you look at them and you see happiness and like a light. I'll tell you, atheism doesn't usually give you that. It gives you a feeling of self-righteousness, which is easier to come by, but feels pretty good too. But doesn't give you that the joy down in my heart. Isn't that a church song? Catholics don't have good church songs. They have those hymns that are like, ugh, it's barely a song. It's like a chant. It's like a Gregorian chant. All right. So watch that. That's a positive thing. Let's look for another positive. Oh, that's terrible. Oh my goodness, the world is Upside Down. Japan probe arrives at asteroid after nearly 4 year space odyssey. So that's cool. They found an asteroid. I don't know what that means. And I'm not going to read the article. All right, let me look for. I thought it was. I see space. I'm like, oh, that sounds. That's got to be good, right? $700,000 in liquid meth found on a bus in Laredo. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. Well, it's bad news for whoever owned that meth. They lost a lot of money. Meth's bad. I mean, you can't really come out pro-meth, right? It doesn't seem to do anybody any good. I don't even think it creates good art. Like, heroin at least gave us jazz. And the Velvet Underground and shit. But is there any meth musicians? Oh, don't say dubstep. That's not fair. I don't know if those people. I think they do. Don't they do MDMA? They do the Molly, which that gives us something. Molly and hallucinogens and all that kind of area gives you something. Opiates, you got cocaine, sure. Lots of cocaine music, tons of it. But I don't know if meth. I don't think that gave us any. So I guess that's a good story. Got some of that meth off the streets, I suppose. But does that stop people from doing it? I don't know the answer to the old meth opioid crisis. No, meth's not a crisis. Opioids only. No one says meth crisis. I don't know. Well, don't do either one. Stay away from the opioids and the meth, all right? Enjoy yourself and some nice alcohol. Unless you're an alcoholic. Then that's probably even worse for you than the meth. All right. That'll do it for today. But I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.